I have a question for you guys. How many of you know how to play hide and seek? Do you know how to play hide and seek? Thanks for raising your hands. Isn't that a fun game?
Yeah.
There's something that I really like about that game, and the same thing that I really like, I also don't like so much.
A bracelet.
Oh, that is a nice bracelet. Ready or not, here I come. When I'm the one counting, I love to say that. And the louder, the better. But when I'm the one hiding, I don't like to hear that so much because a lot of times I'm not ready. And when the person looks, if I'm not hiding good enough, I'm out. They get me right away. In the Bible reading today, well, Jesus' teaching is kind of teaching his disciples, you know, there's going to be a time when I'm going to say, ready or not. Here I come. Some of the people in his story were ready, and some weren't. He talked about a bridegroom coming to the wedding. They're getting ready to have the big wedding, and there's some ladies that are waiting for him, and they're going to lead him into the wedding. And they have lamps that are kind of like this one. They look kind of like that. You'd put oil in here, probably olive oil, and they'd put something in here, kind of like maybe a piece of string or a rope or maybe just a piece of a weed, and they would light it, and that would be their lamp. They didn't have flashlights in those days, so they would have a lamp. And as long as they kept oil in there, the lamp would stay running. Well, he didn't come, and he didn't come, and he didn't come, and pretty soon they fell asleep. And some of them, when they finally said, here he comes, get ready, some of them put some more oil into that lamp, and they could go. And the other said, uh-oh, we didn't bring any. We're not ready. There's the ready or not. He came anyway. You know, we have candles here. And, you know, they kind of work the same way. They've got this kind of oil that you put in them. And as long as those candles are full of this, they'll stay lit. But do you suppose if we left those lit all the way till midnight?
That's water.
Well, this is an oil. It looks like water, but it's kind of an oil. If we left those on all day and all night, what do you think would happen? They would run out and it'd get dark. So Jesus' story, Teddy, where are you going? Was about being ready to enter into heaven. But does Jesus really want us to get one of these to go into heaven? What is he talking about? He says, fill up your lamp, make sure you're ready. What do you think? If it's not this, what is it? It is. What does Jesus want? If we don't need that to get into heaven, Emma, what do we need? We need to pray. Who do we pray to? We pray to him, right? He's saying we need him. He just gave this as a picture. Come here, Teddy. Come on. Come here. Did you know Jesus loves you?
Yes.
Yeah, and he lives in your heart, right?
Yes.
So Jesus is saying by this story that when he lives in your heart, you're like that lamp. You light up all around you. Is that a pretty good deal? Thank you. Thanks for telling me that. Yes? What's up, Talon?
Tori just got her hands on my
fingers. Oh, let me see. Are you okay? Oh, it was probably an accident. That cast is a hard thing, though, isn't it? I'm glad I think you'd be okay?
Yeah.
Good job. So the main thing I want you to know, that Jesus loves you, and he lives in your heart, right?
Yeah.
Do you die in one of those things?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what he's talking about. You know that, and when you hear that, you get filled back up. And when you come next week, I'll tell you the same thing. Jesus loves you. He lives in your heart. He died on a cross for you, and we'll get filled back up. So what he's saying is keep hearing his word. Is that a pretty good thing that we get to hear him?
Yeah.
And it's a pretty good thing we get to talk to him too, isn't it? Just like Emmett said. He threw that, didn't he? That's okay. I'll get it later. Should we pray? Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you so much that these guys are here. And Lord, we also thank you that they know you, but especially that you know them, as you say in your word. As they grow bigger and taller, as they grow bigger and taller, Lord, help us as a church to help mom and dad and grandma and grandpa to help them grow bigger and taller in the faith as well. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name.